It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Spring is here, so it's a great time to start anew. David, what do you love to do in the spring? What kind of changes do you like to make in your life?
I've made so many this year, I can't even begin to tell you, but I got to tell you, I am more active. And so up till a year ago, I was not active at all and decided I'm going to be in better health and better shape than I was 10 years ago. I'm doing it. And so now that the weather's getting warmer, I'm going to go jet skiing on the weekends. I do kayaking. I go for long hikes. I'm looking at joining one of the bike clubs to do the long bike ride. So a whole new life for me, I got to tell you.
That is fantastic. Well, joining us now is author and motivational speaker, Marcy Wise. Marcy shares the best way to put a spring in your step this spring. She's going to talk about some great ways to create the changes that you want in your life. Hello, Marcy. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Lisa. Hi, David. How are you guys?
How you doing, Marcy?
Beautiful spring morning.
Well, for us, it's already afternoon, but we're doing
great. Oh,
that's
right. I'm so sorry.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, we were talking, and you know, we all get busy with our families, our jobs, taking care of the houses and whatever, and we just get caught up in a rut. But I got to tell you, one thing you told us about was that you claim you can help us change our lives with just simple adjustments, and I'm going to tell you, it's springtime. So what would you do to spring clean out these ruts and help change our lives? What would you do to recapture it?
Well, David, the thing that I like to do is think about spring. I think about it's time to wake up your brain and try something new, learn a new skill, take a class, read a new book, a new genre of book. Oh, my gosh, be crazy.
actually, you're hitting on something. To reach out and do something, leave your comfort zone is actually what
Exactly. And I did one this spring, which I've been very excited about. I was extremely inspired by this little 8-year-old girl. I am a kayak instructor and have been for 22 years and work on a beach, and it's beautiful, and I've always done the kayaking thing, but we also do the stand-up paddle boards, and they're like a big surfboard that you paddle with a canoe paddle. And I've looked at them. I thought, gosh, I'd like to try these. And our beach boss, Leo, came to me and he said, Marcy, would you like to teach stand-up paddleboard? And I'm like, sure, but I've never done it. And he's like, well, come to the course, and if you come a half hour early, I'll have a special instructor for you that you can work with for a half hour, and you're going to be fine. Thinking, great. They're treating me like a queen. I love that. I'm getting a special instructor. It's going to be so cool. And I show up a half hour early, and this tiny little waif of a little girl comes up. And her name is Abby, and she's the beach boss's little girl. And she goes, Marcy, I'm going to teach you how to do stand-up paddleboard. I'm the best paddleboarder in the whole bay. My daddy says so. And I'm like, okie dokie. So we take off, we do our paddleboarding, and she teaches me. She leaves out a few key components, so I take a couple of swims, but it was so much fun, and I was so inspired by the confidence she had, you know, that when it came time for the class, I jumped right in there, and by the end of the class, I was, you know, doing the stand-up paddleboard, popping wheelies, doing things on these teenage boys were doing. So
You just hit on something. When you leave your comfort zone and do something new, the confidence you feel, you know, you feel inside. Because you know me, I've done several new things this year. I did my Big D climb and climbed up 52 stories. I mean,
I followed you the whole way, David. I was so proud of you.
I had troubles climbing 3 stories up till then. So, but when you leave your comfort zone and try something new, whether it's physical or, as you said, it could be intellectual and read a book, the confidence you get and the break you get or the escape you get just restores a more beautiful life and reminds us what life is all about.
Well,
and
it's rejuvenating too, you know?
Good word. Good word.
It is. It's, you know, it's time to, spring is, you see the little daffodils popping up and you know that it's time to get that pink jacket out. I have colors associated to springs for me. I mean, springs, the seasons. And spring is pink because I have this pink jacket I love to wear in the spring. My sister, Susan, and her husband got it for me for my birthday a few years ago. And it's lightweight and it's bright. And when I put it on, I feel perky and I feel sassy. And you put something like that on and it just like changes your attitude. And you just kind of go out there with this rejuvenated, awake feeling, the woke up brain, you know? It's like, it's just, it feels really good.
But you got to admit, you light up a room. When you walk in and you're smiling and you're confident, it brings out your inner beauty. And
absolutely.
Besides your exterior beauty. But for me, I look at the inside and how it comes through. And somebody's smile and confidence to me is more than anything. And so what you've just done is told us a couple ways to spring clean and bring that out is not just the physical side. You know, paddleboarding is one thing because that was outside your comfort zone.
Definitely.
You just talked about a fashion idea, which, I mean, is something all of us can do, very simple.
We
talked about reading. Okay, give us some other easy ideas, because at first I thought you were going to tell us we all have to do this physical activity, and I'm bragging about some I've done, but not all of us want to get out of our couch or do something. But what are some other simple life changes we can
do? It's not always the thing that inspires everybody. You know, you
right?
can. You don't have to be like super aggressive and climb 50 flights of stairs like our David does.
It's psycho, but okay.
You can do something like go out. And, I mean, the perfect thing to do in the spring is to garden. I think that's it's a great way to watch things come up, get your hands in the dirt. You know, you smell the dirt and you. It's just caring for something and it's watching it come up new. I think gardening is a thing that most anybody can do, even if you don't. Own a house, if you've got a pot you can put out in a window, you can put herbs in it, and it's so easy to do, just to watch that renewal and that regrowth. That's what spring is all about, is just regrowth and looking at your life in a fresh, new approach.
Well, you know
what
I love,
Marcy? Did you see the Google today, the little Google thing?
No.
You know how Google
does
the cute... Oh, it's so cute. Today, it's totally spring. It's got lizards and butterflies and caterpillars and grapevines. All my grapevines are all blooming now, and it's wonderful. It's that sign of spring that's fresh.
They knew you were going to be on today, so they did it just for you. But, okay, Lisa, I got to ask you, you know, Marcy's brought up some great ideas. What do you do in the spring to bring out a new self-confidence, or do you ever step outside of your comfort zone?
Right.
Yeah, I do. I mean, one of the things I love all the things Marcy said, but I think the wardrobe, especially here in the Northeast, I think it's so important when you can get your spring clothes out, and it just gets you excited and picking those lighter colors or whatever colors you like, right? Another thing, too, is my daughter and my father-in-law, every year they plant carrots, and then they come up in the spring, and the look of joy on her face, so that gardening suggestion is great. I'm trying to think if I do anything outside my comfort zone. I'll have to work on that. Maybe I should go mountain climbing or something. I'm a little bit afraid.
Go for it.
You start,
take baby steps.
When you started talking about spring clothes, I'm thinking in Florida we have one season.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't believe that anymore, David. I come down there, I visit you, I visit Susan, and every time I come, I bring San Francisco weather with me. I swear I do, because it's cool and it's lovely, and they always say, you should have been here last week. It was so hot.
We just tell that to visitors so they don't come back. We keep the tourism
Is
down.
That it? Oh my gosh! I knew you had an evil plan.
So my spring clothes are the same year round. Good.
Now, well, Marcy, I know you're the. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I know that you're the chief optimistic officer of WISE. SOTSS. What is that?
Sisters of the Secret. WISEThoughts.com. And we're a motivational website. We do daily motivational videos. Diana writes a blog on our site. She's the third sister. Susan is the other one. And we have tons of fun. We're just real women with real jobs doing our lives and sharing our challenges with everybody else and how we overcome them and create a really positive life for ourselves.
Creating confidence and inner beauty. That's what it is.
Well, what's the website?
The website is wisethoughts.com, SOTSS, and you can join us there anytime. Please check us out.
Oh, terrific. Marcy, thank you so much. I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack, and this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD.